Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Status Bro Show. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with my faithful cohorts, my co-host, Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
You know, the other guy. The blonde-haired kid.
How's it going, Angelina Bro Lee?
No, you keep a bro in a girl's name?
I'm trying something new. See, Zach liked it.
I shouldn't.
Scharfenberg smiling a little bit as well. Yeah.
It's not bad.
Our producer, Matt Scharfenberg.
Hey, you guys.
Mike's over here.
Hey, you guys.
There you go. Huh. So, everybody have a good week last week? Why don't we just do a little bit of a check-in? How was Halloween? Anybody do anything cool for Halloween?
Shot a commercial.
Oh, yeah, you were busy. What was that commercial for, anyway?
It was for 7-Eleven Slurpees. They're doing some kind of thing where, like, you get a Slurpee and you get some kind of code. You can enter to win an Xbox One. And so they put this thing online, like, hey, make commercials and submit them to us. So we made a few.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. Might
not too bad.
Money.
Hey, by the way, why don't you scoot in a little bit more? I promise it's the last week, man. I'm getting a different fucking chair. This bullshit just does not work. Because if you did listen to last week's show, AJ wasn't here. We'll get into that. You can actually hear Ryan on that show.
Yeah, because he was sitting where AJ sits. No, yeah. he was sitting where I sit. I was sitting where AJ
sits. About 2 inches away from it.
Yeah. And that was good.
Because my levels usually sound like shit as well. Like, I have a hard time listening to the show because I think I always sound like garbage.
I don't know.
See, well, Zach talks louder, so you can move it towards Andrew more if you want.
Okay.
Or, yeah, it's a close, you know, whatever works for you, gentlemen. So nobody, I went to Fry Street, but it sucked because I went actually on Halloween. I would have asked you to go, but it's on a Thursday. I figured you had to work the next day.
Yeah. Who did you go with?
Scharfenberg.
God, you went with Scharfenberg, not me.
You wouldn't have gone. There's no way you would have gone.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
Not to mention, I didn't even have a single drink on Fry Street.
Well, what's the point of going to Fry Street then?
That's what I felt like after I got there.
You can get into a bar, right?
Because we always go the Saturday before Halloween.
Right.
Have you been with us 2 years or just one?
Just one.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, you weren't there the year my face got all fucked up.
I guess not.
No, but man, it was...
Your face got fucked up?
Yeah.
What happened?
I could have sworn I told this story on the show before.
Nah, I've never heard about this before.
Yeah, I went dressed as Dexter. That used to be like my default costume back in the day, because I could wear basically normal street clothes and just put on my ID badge and latex gloves, and it looked like I threw together a costume.
Yeah.
I went with Kyle and Sajak, of course. Usually, I do not get hammered to the point where like someone has to take care of me. You probably can't think of a time that that happened.
I could count on one hand the number of times I've seen you like absolutely fucking shit hammered.
Thank you. Well, that's what I was. Absolutely fucking shit hammered. Literally falling down drunk. So I told Sajak, you gotta get us a cab. There's no way that I can... Nobody can drive, obviously. But I'm not walking. It's like 3.5 fucking miles. So Matt, for once, I just wanted somebody to take care of me. To usher me. Just to get me home. And I'm literally falling down in the parking lot. So we went by my car because I wanted to get my jacket. And I'm trying to like put my jacket on. And I just started to fall forward, but couldn't stop myself because my arms were like caught up in it, almost like a straitjacket. It was face planted right on the ground into the gravel. It was bad. There was a cop standing right there, so my first thought was, well, I'm probably going to the drunk tank. Actually, I don't really remember seeing the cop that much. Matt said the cop was there, and the cop came over and was like, make sure he gets home. And now I think back on it, I'm like, well, he could have arrested me, but still, that wasn't that responsible of the cop. I mean, just to leave some kid, like, literally falling over in the street drunk. But we walked home, couldn't get a cab, probably because it was that night. And on the 3.5 mile walk home, I fell down probably 4 times. Almost every time, my face caught the brunt of it. The next day, I looked in my pants. I'd, like, taken off my pants and my shirt. I didn't remember really getting home. And my pants were, like, completely grass-stained, had a hole ripped in the knee. My shirt was ripped, and I'm thinking, what the fuck happened? I walk in the bathroom and look at my face and was like, Jesus, this is bad. What the hell happened? And then everyone's goofing on me because they said, yeah, it looks like you got your ass kicked. And then we went to get weed from this kid. We used to always buy weed from back in the day. And Sajak and Kyle keep telling me that, no, dude, your face is fine. Nobody's going to notice. It's not that big of a deal. As soon as this guy opens the door, the drug dealer is like, Jesus, what the fuck happened to your face? I didn't get in a fight, I swear. It was just, I just got too fucked up. But when I went home the next day to eat dinner at my parents' house, I walked in and my mom started crying. I'm telling her, I swear I didn't get in a fight. Like, I'm not a fighter.
I just fell down a lot.
I just fell down a lot.
Yeah, I'm just stupid.
Oh, hey, John's watching our Ustream. Hey, thanks, buddy.
Hey, John.
Christine is watching our Ustream.
So yeah, that was my Halloween, the night that my face got all fucked up.
George Lucas did not plan that out 3 episodes in advance.
But man, I'm telling you, Halloween, actually on Halloween, Friday on Fright Street was fucking horrible. Maybe I'm just too old for that shit, but you could barely even get through. It was like wall-to-wall people. I could hardly find a parking space.
So people actually went out on Halloween itself on Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Thursday night in general is a good night. It's like the night to go out in college, I think. Most college. Maybe that's a southern thing. I don't know. But it definitely is around here.
Yeah. It was at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to drop off a kid that I was doing the shoot with that lives at Sterling. Brian. I dropped him off at his place. I'm like driving through Fry Street. I was like, what the fuck, dude? There were lines outside at every bar, even the shitty bars.
It was like goddamn Grand Central Station.
Yeah, dude. It was a fucking insane. Mess. There were cops all over the place. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Like, every time we went to Fry Street and we took a car, which we usually would leave there overnight, my car, because I'm the one with the parking pass. You remember every time we pulled into that parking lot, there, I mean, it's like completely open.
Maybe 10% full.
Yeah, that entire one was completely full, every single space.
Jesus.
So I had to move to another one where I still had to park far away as shit. I'm fighting through all these people, and I'm dressed as fucking Heisenberg, so I already feel kind of goofy. I still had like my whole outfit on and everything. And I'm trying to find this guy, Scharfenberg, who said he was at Sidebar. It probably took me 10 minutes, even though I wasn't that far away, just like weave my way through the people. And thank God Sidebar was one of the few places that didn't have a line. But then it took me a while just to get through the wall-to-wall people to get back to the bar where you were. And then upon arriving there, I realized I'm never going to be able to get a drink here.
So you just left?
Never. And then Ryan said, well, we can go to my apartment, like drink beers there. And at that point, that sounded fucking great. So yeah, I jumped on board with that and we left. And then I had to drive still because I had my car. So I only had a few beers at his place and then I went home. But he says he went back and it was awesome.
Really?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Fuck that.
Nobody heard that.
I went for like an hour.
Did you go back by yourself?
Yeah.
See, I can go to a bar that's got not a lot of people in it and hang out by myself and not feel that weird about it. But if I walk into a bar and it's like fucking crowded, I feel very weird about like, you know, sitting down and trying to get a beer.
I agree. There's been times when I wanted to go to a bar by myself and pulled up and saw that every seat at the actual bar was taken and just drove off. I'm not going to go wait to sit at the bar or I want to just be able to walk in and sit down if I'm going to go drink alone.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not going to ask for a table. No way.
Table for one. This guy's by himself.
I mean, I used to eat by myself. I didn't like doing it, but I would eat by myself when I worked at Reliable, and there was like somewhere I really wanted to go for lunch that nobody else wanted to go to. You know, not that big of a deal. What'd you do for Halloween?
I jerked off and went to bed early so I could wake up early the next day.
You didn't get any trick-or-treaters at your apartment?
No, there was a flyer you're supposed to put on your door if you wanted trick-or-treaters to come by, and I didn't.
See, I totally would have done it if I was him. The only reason I never do is because I go to my parents to...
I feel like a single bachelor handing out candy to kids, it projects a very creepy
message. Very rapist type of vibe there.
There's rapey tones in there.
There's molestation waves radiating from that. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I don't know why you would even worry about that. Nobody would think you're a fucking child molester just because you live alone.
Immediately jumped on the same. Like,
well, he looks more like a rapist than you do.
Thanks, man.
No, I'm just fucking around. I'm just throwing it into the bus. Well, that was my Halloween. AJ, why didn't you watch the Ustream last week?
Well, like I was saying before the show, I felt like most of the show, probably like a good 40%, was probably you like ragging on me and stuff like that. So I just didn't particularly want to hear it.
We really didn't rag on him that bad, though.
No.
We let it go pretty easily because I've been dealing with you fucks all day. By that point, I'm being a dick. Anyway, by the time that AJ said that, I didn't even care anymore.
Yeah.
I just wanted to, I think we were all pretty happy once we finally got started. And then you didn't listen either, just because you were worried we might talk shit.
Kinda.
I mean, which is funny, because we mentioned that. I was like, I wonder if AJ's going to listen.
We thought you would, because he used to listen when he wasn't on the show.
Yeah, we were genuinely like, he'll probably listen, because he's not on it, so fuck it, why not? But
it's different now. Now I'm a part of the cast. I part of what I'm listening for when I listen is my involvement. What can I be doing better? And if I'm not on there, then...
You don't do that.
You don't listen.
Yeah. I do. I do, actually, sometimes.
You've been on for a good amount of episodes now. Like 7 episodes you've been on or something.
I've been here since 20 or 21.
So for some reason I was thinking really he was here since 26, but that's him.
Yeah, well, is this kind of like the lost episodes?
Episodes.
Yeah, no, you've been... There's like 12 available episodes.
You've been here for like 14, 15. Been here a while.
Yeah,
John says AJ still needs to take his beating, but I just don't have the energy anymore to give him shit for it. I just don't really care anymore.
Hi, John.
That was funny after
John,
all that
I
shit.
John, I would hit you, but people would ask, why is that man beating up his son?
Nobody's going to get that reference. Why did you laugh at that?
I don't know. I don't even know what the reference was. Just thought it was funny.
It's the absurdity made it amusing.
Yeah, exactly.
Zach, did you bring anything you wanted to talk about this week? Do you want to check in? Let us know what's going on with you.
With me?
Yeah.
Not much, man. I made it through last week. Last week fucking sucked.
I thought it was kind of weird
that you... Shoots and papers and tests, so my, but...
You stayed in Denton 2 weekends in a row, which is unusual for you.
Yeah, no, next weekend I'm doing like a halvesy. I'm going to be here Thursday and Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday I'm going to be Fort Worth, so...
Do y'all ever see each other during the week?
No.
Really?
How would we?
I don't know, she could drive over for the night or something, why not?
We're both at school and shit. We can't afford it. Fucking gas money, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Gas is a bitch.
Gas is a bitch.
Yeah, Halloween. That's pretty much everything I want to talk about Halloween. Yeah, we don't need to go to Ryan. Don't worry about that. Nobody. What really needs to happen is I need to get another mic.
Yeah?
I think so.
Yeah, dude, yeah. Ryan's just got all this great content waiting to spew out as soon as he has a good mic.
Still,
yeah.
When he does say stuff, I want it to be able to be heard. Because...
Give him the directional.
I find his mild... passive manner to present funny situations on the show, and I want people to hear that.
It's like having Steve Carell from Anchorman on the show.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, no, I actually do get that reference. By the way, AJ, what's up with your Plenty of Fish thing, man? Did you actually go on that date?
Yeah, I did actually, and yeah, she's pretty cool. I actually hung out with her this afternoon as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that the first time you hung out with her since the day date?
Yeah.
Did you make out with her? Did he seriously shrug his shoulders when I asked for that? What is this, fucking Mother May I?
I also showed up with some topics, but I read them off to her, and she didn't like them very much, so... But you know what?
You cannot tell me you screened your topics for the show with the chick you met.
Well, I'm going to do them anyways.
All right, good. Go ahead. By all means.
Actually, I only had two.
Give me something I can really sink my teeth into.
One, fucking malt liquor. I love malt liquor.
So do I.
I love drinking Mickey's and not Steel Reserve.
I don't like Steel Reserve.
Mickey's, Earthquake, all that garbage. I think it's great.
I would count Milwaukee's Best
Ice. I don't know why.
Ice.
I don't like Milwaukee's Best Ice that much. But anyways, I know a lot of people hate that shit. And lately I've had to kind of quit drinking it because I figured out that if I drink it because it tastes like beer, I drink it like beer. And then I wake up the next day and I was like, man, that was a really embarrassing Facebook post. So I just wondered what everybody else's thoughts were on this beverage. But seeing that two of you are drinking it right now, I suppose the answer is apparent.
Well, as far as malt beverages are concerned, I absolutely will drink them. But I have preferences. I would say... Bud Ice is probably my favorite. I don't know if you count that. I mean, I think anything that comes in a 40, you can pretty much count that.
I think anything that's like 8% or higher is what constitutes a
Mickey's
isn't
8% or higher.
Yeah, it is.
Are you sure?
It's 8.2. This is 5.9.
Yeah, that's not even...
Okay, yeah, I think for the purposes of malt... You know what?
Look up malt beverage. Have Ryan do it on the computer.
I'm pretty sure it's like a certain level. It's alcohol above a certain level.
All right, well, while somebody's looking it up, my sister messaged me a couple of questions. First, she said, isn't Ryan as close to your mic as Zach is to AJ's? And no, I don't think so. He's a little bit farther away, and he's a little bit lower, and he's a little bit pushed back, where you guys are similar heights in the same chair.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes more sense. Plus, nobody talks as quiet as this fucking guy.
I don't know. He's like sitting up.
Yeah, no,
posture,
he's doing
it's good. Yeah.
I'm ready.
That was great, though, on the Halloween special when I said, Ryan, I'm going to need you to stand up for this bit. And then he starts the bit sitting down. Whatever.
Okay.
She also said, did that chick touch AJ's wiener or not? John wants to know that.
No, she did not, John. All right, thank you.
Did you touch her tits?
No, I didn't do that either.
Did you just tongue kissed her?
You know what? We just, you know, hung out and shook hands and departed on our separate
Please don't
ways.
Tell me you actually shook hands.
No, we did not fucking shake hands.
Well, then why don't you elaborate?
Yes, I made out with her.
All right.
Are you happy now?
Nice. Yes, I am happy now. Why was that so fucking hard?
I don't know. I don't like talking about this shit with you guys.
Does she listen to the show?
Until it's like, you know, a year after the fact and it's funny. I told her I was on the show, but I didn't tell her name, and I told her, because if I tell you the name, you might actually
I talk about Kyle touching my wiener, and you can't talk about a girl touching your wiener?
You want to talk about cubic zirconia on the fucking show?
Yeah, but that's to protect someone else's anonymity, not my own.
Oh, yeah, mine too.
That doesn't make any sense. You're on the fucking show.
Wait, it's Cuba your Zirconia fucking
was,
show!
If Cubic Zirconia was in here and went by Cubic Zirconia, I would say that that's retarded.
What?
Anyone on the show is expected to share these things.
Okay.
So someone who's anonymous...
But you don't
talk
about these things?
How does this not make sense?
And okay. I agree if you don't talk about it.
Anyways, by the way, malt liquor is apparently only 5%.
I do talk about it. I just don't say a name. I don't reveal an identity.
When was the last time we brought this up on the show?
I don't know. What do you want to know? All I really would have to talk about is banging and stuff like that, but you don't ever want to hear me talk about that.
So, I mean,
but you never want to hear me talk about banging.
Is there something unique or special about recent bangings here? Like, anything that might actually constitute interesting radio?
No, that's why you're giving me shit for not talking about it, but that's all I got. So
because if anybody else brought it up, then usually you're going to be... If anybody says her name, I bet you still bleep it out and give us a lecture, but
that's
do not
for
do
me.
That, man. Okay, whatever. All right.
Can I come up with a cute nickname for where you work?
That's fine.
All right, AJ works at Excelsior.
Excelsior?
Yeah, I wanted to pick a similar...
That's a real company, but, by the way. But,
oh, well, right. No. I want to pick a name that was similar to the Star Trek reference.
Oh.
It's pretty clever, actually. I like that. I work at Voyager Rent-A-Car. Yeah.
Right. He works at Deep Space Nine Rental Cars.
Okay. Malt liquor, 5% alcohol by volume or more.
Well, see, the butt eyes definitely counts.
I thought it was a lot higher than that, but... Okay, I guess I meant high-gravity liquor might be what they call it.
They also put malt beverage on other things, like a Smirnoff Ice says it's a malt beverage on it.
Yeah.
But so, I don't know why.
What is a beer alcohol by volume?
What's standard?
Yeah.
Alcohol percentage?
It's like 3.4%.
Huh. Yeah, no, I thought it was
even
like
a natty, which is like as light as it gets, is 3.2.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't had a whole lot of malt liquor. This is the only one I've had besides Bud Ice.
Did you almost kill that?
Okay.
You were a little testy earlier today. I thought you might need to calm the nerves.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm drinking it as opposed to you drinking it. And it's helping.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
Bringing it back.
What were you so tired for anyway?
I don't know. I just had a shit day. I was at work for a long time, and then at the end of the day, we have this file cabinet with all the shit in it, and it's got this lock popped out, but we don't have the key, because I don't know why. And my boss is always like, don't ever push the fucking lock in, because we can't get it back out, and it's like a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
And like right at the end of the day, I wasn't paying attention, and I don't remember what the fuck I was doing. I like accidentally pushed it in, and he was standing right there. He's like, God damn it. And he just like, he didn't say he was pissed at me, but he just did that thing where he's like, and
he was
God damn it.
He wasn't mad. He was just disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm not mad!
To be fair, I was thinking of that quote earlier today.
If he's well aware that this is an issue and he chose not to get it fixed, which, how expensive can a file cabinet be?
Yeah.
Then he really doesn't have anybody to blame but himself.
It's a good point.
John says, get back to the good stuff. Start fighting with AJ again. That's
like
kind of retarded
cabinets.
That we can't always be fighting. I mean, is that really the only thing you like about the shows when AJ and I fight? I'm sure
don't,
we will.
Don't engage him. If you feed the trolls, they're just going to come back.
Don't feed the trolls.
We got a caller. Anybody else who's listening to the Ustream, call in if you want to talk about this. John, you're on the show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you there? Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'm just here.
What do you want to talk about?
Your most recent ex, but you don't talk about cubic
zirconia. What do I not talk about? What do you guys want to know?
I don't know. AJ is right, though. You're not really that open with her.
I used to talk about the banging stuff all the time, and AJ would get all sensitive about
because
it.
Because the only stories
Kevin
you want
to
tell
talk about that, because it makes him look cool.
Because the only stories you told about banging are always, banged her, it was fucking awesome, I was a stud, I Peter North that bitch.
Have I ever said anything even remotely close to that on the show?
You've been pretty casual about banging her.
Yeah. It's a casual thing.
Funny
I like talking about sex.
If like you were having sex with her and your dick broke or something, that would be funny. That would be worth talking about. But just saying, yeah, I had sex with her and it was great. I
never said that. Never just brought it up to be like, oh yeah, I got laid. I never once ever did that in the show. Ever. Anytime I brought it up was to tell a specific story.
Scharfenberg and Zach, would you agree with him on that one?
I agree that you do talk about the actions on occasion.
But when did I ever just be like, yeah, I got laid last weekend. It was cool. I've never done that.
You do that a lot.
When?
Yeah.
John, you want to weigh in?
No. It doesn't matter. Kevin's not going to admit he's wrong about it, so...
Oh, yeah, like AJ always admits he's wrong.
Usually it's at the beginning of the show. You'd be like, so, I got laid, like, yesterday. It was awesome.
Yeah, because I'm not introducing a discussion topic. That's, okay,
so
I've done that.
So we're supposed to talk about you getting laid?
I didn't say, let's talk about me getting laid. I just threw in a thing. Same, I go, hey, how you doing this week? Zach, what's new with you? Same thing.
Except that engages somebody. They can respond to that.
She agrees.
Do I?
She said she wants a good story with you and cubic zirconia.
When was the last time I even brought up banging her?
That's a good point. You don't actually... Well, yeah,
but see, the thing, because this, the whole thing was because I mentioned this girl and you're immediately like trying to drag stuff out of me and I don't particularly want to talk about
you
it.
You honestly think I'm not going to ask you sex stuff about a girl you just started dating?
Well, if there was any sex stuff to talk about, I'd probably be willing to share that, but...
Why would we not ask you?
I asked if you made out with her and you clammed up.
Honestly, I'm more embarrassed by how little I've gotten out of this so far than...
Why would you be embarrassed about that? You went on one date and you made out with her? How's that bad?
I can't remember the last time I had to work this hard with a girl.
I would call that a solid victory. Oh, you're just not used to having to court a woman. It's not that bad.
Pretty much. Yeah. Anyways, is John still there? Hey, John.
No, I don't know if he hung up or what, but he's not there anymore.
Oh, he's still there.
Yeah. How many people do we have watching? Three?
At least two.
Oh, okay.
How can we not know the exact number?
There's a way to. Hey, just a minute. Fuck it.
Anyways, other topic I had to bring. Actually, where are we at?
What's up, guys?
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Okay. I'm a big fan of, like, X-Videos and X-Hamster and all those various sites, as you guys well know.
I don't know what that is.
X-Hamster.
Yeah, what is
awesome. What is that? It's a... Don't answer. We don't want to talk to John right now.
Jesus. Hey, I just answered the phone because AJ said don't answer.
All right, John. What do you want to talk about? You called in, dude. Bring the content. What do you got?
Yeah, did you seriously? I was hoping you were calling in to make fun of AJ, not fucking team up with him. I didn't know if you... I know you wanted to blow him.
Quit being a fucking vag. I'm talking to Kevin, by the way, John. Good shit.
I just wanted to stir the pot.
All right, well, we gotta go. AJ is talking about something. My sister just said, also, Ustream is booted. What the fuck does that mean?
Booted?
Yeah.
Sure,
she also said, tell an embarrassing sex story, because I've never fucking done that.
I'm trying really hard to think of an embarrassing one you have told in the air, and I
told lots of them. I can't think of... Zach, you know I've told embarrassing sex stories.
On the air?
I've never.
Yes!
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Can you cite?
No, I can't cite.
It's like a one-sentence description of one of them.
I'm Press. Thinking about it. I know I have lots. I'm just trying to think of one.
You talked about doing anal in the shower before.
Is that embarrassing, though?
Something embarrassing.
Did you get butt on your helmet?
No.
Okay.
No, in fact, he was quick to point out I did not get butt in my helmet. Nothing gross ever happened when I was having anal sex with my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, and I'm lying about that.
No, I believe you 100%, but why... I guess I understand why you would show
that. Of anyone who's ever been in this studio, ever, I have told the most humiliating stuff of anyone.
I don't know about that, man.
Who could possibly have even come close?
Yeah, I can't tell you how many people were listening. Fuck it.
No.
Three.
Well, that's three more than usual.
Yeah.
I still don't even think that Melissa
and John and
Melissa's
Christine.
STD story is as bad as me and the Kyle story.
That was pretty bad.
Except the Kyle story really, in the grand scheme of things, isn't that bad.
Are you kidding me? I gave you guys fodder to throw at me forever on the show.
Like, you're gay. You grab Kyle's cock through his pants. That makes you a homosexual.
I don't know. I do give you a lot of shit about that.
By the way, you've been most pissed at AJ of any of us lately, and you're totally agreeing with everything he says this week. I'm finding it very confusing. You totally flip sides once we're on the actual show.
I'm agreeing.
John does the same thing.
I'm agreeing because we have 5 viewers. I'm agreeing.
All
right. Yeah, we only have 3.
Yeah. Anybody else call in if you want to talk about this?
Cameron, Christine, John, and one guy in chat roulette or something like that.
Muhammad. Yeah.
One guy in chat roulette.
You think Cameron's watching Ustream?
No.
Probably not.
No, I'm agreeing because he's kind of right, but I did agree with you. I said you said embarrassing shit.
I've talked about anything embarrassing. I never withheld anything concerning me that would embarrass me, ever, on the show.
Just other people.
Do
yeah.
I?
Yeah, just if he doesn't people. Want to talk about something, it's to protect other people.
What do you mean? That
right.
is true.
You're all right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Then you're not wrong. See, I agree with you. Shit.
Oh my god, quit blowing up my phone. Somebody else needs to manage these fucking messages. Cause it's...
This guy.
Oh yeah, Sharp
Murder. That's my
specialty.
Yeah.
But nobody can understand what he's saying.
That's what he does.
That's what I do.
I'm trying to... I tell you what, during the break, I will come up with an embarrassing sex story. I know I have lots of them.
Maybe as well. Thank you, Kevin.
Wait, what?
That'd be swell.
All right, I will do that. Jesus Christ. What do you guys think about banging in the morning? Is that something that's generally...
Oh, God. Anytime but the morning. Fuck that.
See, I bring up a topic, and that doesn't even make sense for him to jump in that way.
That doesn't make sense as a topic.
How does it not make sense as a topic?
Hey, you guys ever feel bad about pizza for breakfast?
No.
No?
How is morning sex compared to pizza for breakfast?
It's good anytime. It was a bad metaphor, admittedly, but... I think the point remains valid.
I swear AJ shoots stuff down on the show just to shoot stuff down.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Is that what Zach was bitching about? Because I think it's interesting that he was angry at me.
Well, yeah.
About what?
I was angry too.
What do you think?
No, it gets annoying. I feel like there's no one
Kevin,
I know that hates
the big
the show
kids are talking
except AJ.
Okay.
What do you think I was angry at you about?
No, fuck you. AJ does not get to cut me off. He can suck my dick. He can leave right now if he wants to do that shit again. And he will, and he'll make a big scene about it, but I don't give a fuck. You can walk right out.
I will not make a scene at all, Kevin. I will get up and leave.
Oh, no, y'all probably be, well, you know, it's time for me to leave.
Is that really how I talk with
yes.
that stuttering cadence?
Yeah, you like, pause like, well.
I have noticed the intro to the show. It's always, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Status Bro
it's
Show.
It's funny, if we check the tape right now, I said, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You fucking asshole.
Okay.
Not to mention any broadcaster is so much similar opening and sign-off. That's just a fact. That's just the way it goes.
But they don't take a sip of their beer while they're delivering it.
What the fuck does that have to do? What? How is that a problem with the show, that I take a drink while I open up?
Well, John, I think you got your wish, so congratulations.
Yeah, you do it. And John, call it and make fun of AJ. That's funny.
You're making fun of AJ. It's funny.
It is funny.
Funny.
Is that supposed to be me? Let's at least admit that my impression is closer than his. Go ahead. Now you two can continue with your little squabble.
What's over?
Actually, if it's about Facebook,
how is it over?
I mean, what the?
Yeah, that's right. You guys got fucking. I didn't even see this. It was deleted before I ever even got to
Which
see
is
it.
Ironic, because I figured you definitely saw it.
No, I didn't see any of it.
You didn't see this whole thing unfold?
No. Eventually, like the notifications kept coming, months. And I like completely stopped.
Yeah.
The last thing I saw was me telling you like, oh, you want or you lost, Andrew, bow out gracefully or something. That's
yeah.
the last thing I saw. And then apparently it got really ugly between you two.
Did your Facebook feud?
A little bit.
Awesome.
Yeah, he insulted my education and my job, and I did it in kind.
Yeah,
so.
First of all, I refuse to...
I didn't insult your girlfriend. I said she was wrong about Star Wars. And an argument like, yes, you put in a tongue kiss between brother and...
It's not a tongue kiss!
Yeah,
it's
but
not.
Then it was like, you guys are...
I refuse to believe that Zach said those things to you unprovoked. I
no,
guarantee
yeah.
you poked and you prodded and you got it out of him.
Following
sure.
that, you were like, you guys are going to have a great time after graduation. And that's when I was like, all right.
I think that was a reference to jobs. I don't think I was trying to take that so personal.
But what
like,
is that supposed to
you're
be?
You're absolutely right. That was out of line.
That Zach won't be able to find a job or something? Or that he'll just be so
no, I,
well,
overwhelmed by the real
she
world?
She said something
that,
and then you immediately followed with, you guys are going to have a great time after college. I was like, okay. So now it's my relationship. And my job.
And you're right. I didn't really think about how that would be perceived before I posted it. So in retrospect, yes, I absolutely understand why you got upset. That was a mistake on my part. I apologize.
Right, and I'm sorry I got upset.
Okay.
Well, you fucking
I'm really sorry you missed the whole fucking
The shortest
thing.
Fight in a show history you guys made up in like 8 seconds. I really wish we could go over the transcript of
well,
like what got
said.
So
like I said, Kevin, the big kids were talking, so...
I'm amazed.
What does that even mean? How are you a big kid? What the fuck? You're not even in the business. You're a jerk-off.
Someday you'll understand, Junior.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I truly am blown away. You're the one person I figured that would want to see that whole fucking thing, and you missed it all.
I missed
for
everything.
Once, for once, you weren't connected
one thing.
To all of your shit, and it, that's
because I hate when people get into that on Facebook. That is what I was starting to... I was trying to incite something when I first made the thing comment. I thought it made it into a heated discussion regarding the plot of the thing. I didn't know that you guys were getting into like personal attacks.
It evolved into Star Wars and then Indiana Jones and then
I'm pretty
like,
sure
George
you're the
Lucas
one who brought up
general.
Star Wars.
I did. I
yeah.
can't.
Did y'all delete it?
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, like the next morning I got up and I was taking a shit and I wanted to look it up and I couldn't find it. And my instant thought was, Zach deleted that shit. So I texted him and asked, did you delete that? And
yeah.
he said, yes.
It's worth it. It doesn't make
really
anybody
good.
Look good to have like 20 fucking Facebook posts and like 19 of them are, you suck!
The total was 68 comments.
I really don't remember the last time I got into something like that. It was probably like in high school on AIM or something.
Yeah.
Where people are just throwing acid
dude,
back
you
and forth
fucking
at
remember
each other for
AIM,
hours.
Man?
Like, yeah, I remember that shit too.
And people would get like anonymous messages and text messages like, you know, you were a faggot or something like
that. AJ's one of those guys who changed his screen name like every 3 weeks or something.
I did. I had like 15
He was like Street Soldier 105 and then he was like AIM Japanese and then Japan Air 15 and a bunch of other shit.
Back in the day, I thought I was a gangster.
I didn't even know you could change your name on AIM.
You just had to register. Like, you didn't even need an email address or anything. Anybody could go on there and just...
Yeah, you just put in a name and a password, and as long as it's not taken, they'll give it to you pretty much every time.
Yeah, man, AIM was the thing. I remember
my name
was
LocoE16.
My parents were like, we don't want you to do that because there's predators online. And I was like, yeah, definitely. AIM is where I'm going to meet them.
All right, I got a bunch of texts from a bunch of people. I'm actually shocked at how much people are.
This listener live
the interactiveness
chat
is
either a good thing or a really bad thing because yeah, I've been on my phone this whole fucking time.
I think maybe we need to designate like peanut gallery time because. But you're not reading them off. I'm impressed. So.
Well, neither.
I'm not gonna read
so
every
fucking
thing somebody says.
Yeah, I mean, if they're good, by all means, let's check them out.
I don't want to be like those jerk offs in radio who have the ability to take phone calls and that's like 90% of their show because they can't come up with anything original.
Or they're like Lex and Terry where they take a phone call, but like 30 seconds into it, they're calling the guy an idiot, and then they hang up on him and they're like, you're not going to listen to us. Or something like that. I mean, it's pointless.
Well, that guy's equally a jerk-off for calling Lex and Terry for fucking advice.
They seem like smart, level-headed guys. Why would you not take advice from them?
No. I
know. It's because they're fucking idiots.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a heckler at comedy
stuff. I would rather talk to Dr. Laura about my current problems than hear Lex and Terry's fucking
She does
opinion.
The same thing, actually.
What do you mean?
Dr. Laura.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I know Dr. Phil. Who the fuck is Dr.
It's
Laura?
Actually Laura's a very similar
thing. It's a very similar thing. But she was all radio, pretty much, I think. Yeah.
But, like, everybody who called into her show as well, like, the conversation was level for a minute, then she'd get pissed off and hang up on them and say, you're not going to listen to my advice.
Now so. Go take on the day.
There you go. Thank you.
All right, now on that note, we're going to take a break. Day. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Status Bro Show.
This is Zach the Youngblood Lewis, and you're listening to The Status Bro. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to The Status Bro Show. We're done with our very brief break for all you Ustream people.
Yeah.
I think that was a pretty quick break.
What was that, like 45 minutes?
That was... 27 minutes.
28 minutes. He timed it.
Was it really?
Yes.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Do we still have 5 people left?
I don't know.
Doubt it.
Does it matter? If we lost them all, are we going to have a shorter break next week, Kevin?
No. Who brought up the cock ring thing anyway?
That was me.
Why did you bring that up?
I don't know.
Why don't you huddle up here, man? Come on.
Oh, because we were talking about the hex bug and how it's got a vibrating thing in it, which would rather go in a phone or like a 360 controller or a vibrator.
I'm sure it's the same technology.
Which came to the Trojan thing with the finger vibrator thing, and then I was like, would you ever use a vibrating cock ring?
Is that really a thing, though?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude, it exists.
I don't know.
It goes on your dick, and it's got a thing on the top that vibrates, but I feel like it wouldn't work as well.
I really think it would just be distracting.
What?
I really think it would be distracting. For me, if my dick's vibrating.
Also, wouldn't it be kind of ruined by the motion anyways, unless you, like, pushed it in as deep as it could go and just, like, sat there?
Otherwise, it's... Just, like, as far as you can just feel the vibration? Yeah, no, I see that. So, now that we're back on the Andrew Egren show, what are some of your other topics? Let the big kids talk.
Oh, shoot. Okay, anybody familiar with the site XArt?
No.
XArt.
What the fuck was X-Hamster, by the way?
Oh, X-Hamster's a porn site.
Yeah, it's very similar to X-Videos and shit like that. Anyways, yeah. X-Art is something different. It's a style of videos where the people in it are very, very attractive. They look like models. All the videos usually have music, like, well done with lyrics and stuff like that. Professional camera angles, everything looks expensive. And it's all kind of cool, but I kind of find myself thinking, none of this really matters, you know? As long as the girl's attractive, I don't really care if they've got good camera angles or music or anything like that.
I immediately dismiss a porn film if it has music in it. I never will watch a porn with music in it.
No music. Straight like...
Yeah.
Yeah?
The music's distracting.
I don't think I care that much.
Usually, I find it very off-putting when it's like the cheesy, like, you know, porno music.
Yeah.
Or like that.
No matter what music is cheesy.
I don't think I've ever stopped watching a porn because I was like, oh, that music sucks. No, I'm not going to do it for me.
I saw one once where it was like a car instructor-themed one, and Van Halen's I Can't Drive 55 was in the background. It was very distracting.
That's actually a Sammy Hagar solo track, but that's okay. No worries. I knew you were going with that.
No, usually if I'm watching porn, I have it like way turned down because my roommates are going to hear, so...
I feel like you watch the most porn.
I probably do. Well, I don't know. Andrew, how much porn do you watch?
Not that much, really.
I probably watch the most porn. Yeah. But I've been trying to dial it back over the past couple of weeks.
Does Ryan watch porn? Who the fuck knows? This guy's like wallpaper. Nobody can read on it.
Ryan, do you watch porn?
Yes.
Has anybody been to this guy's
What he meant
apartment?
To say was, yes, I watch porn.
yeah, Kevin went to his apartment on Halloween, right?
Yeah, I did.
I'm picturing like one bed sitting in a corner and a couple of those fold-out chairs.
No, it's one of those apartment complexes they have on campus or around campus where every room has its own individual key and the hallway looks like a dorm, but it's presented as an apartment. Basically an on-campus apartment type thing.
Yeah. Zach, you're looking at me like you expect me to.
I don't, well, because you did that thing and we both looked at each other and I was like, I don't know what to fucking say.
Actually, I don't know what that means either.
Zach lived in that exact environment.
Yeah, no, I lived in one very similar for a couple of years. By the way, Christine agrees with you on the music thing. Off-putting.
Oh, on porn?
Yeah.
Christine watches porn?
Yeah.
Nice.
You guys ever watch porn together?
Nice.
I think one time we did, yeah.
I've never been interested in watching porn with a sniffing another. I'd rather keep that in-house. I want that to be a solo act.
You never watched porn with a girl?
No.
Never?
No, not that I can recall.
I have, and I actually found it pretty awkward as well.
Yeah. This is a one-time thing.
I'm like, I may be really enjoying this if I was alone. That's kind of how I feel.
Yeah, that's kind of how I mean, it was all right. It was different, but yeah, I'm not going to do it again. I don't think.
You just watch it and then bang? Or yeah. Do you start messing around while it's still on?
Watched it and then banged. We watched it for like 5 minutes.
Would that be cool to be like getting head like, while you're watching someone getting head or something?
Like 5 minutes, like this is weird, and just went did our own thing.
I don't know that I've ever had that experience. Be like, that guy's getting a blowjob. I'm getting a blowjob.
You should try it.
Maybe.
Then you and that dude could slap hands.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Like a high five.
Like Kyle when he had the three-way at my house?
What?
Yeah, we told that story, didn't we?
Oh, you and Kyle and the chick?
No. I was never in a three-way with two dudes and a chick.
It was Kyle and two chicks.
Kyle and another dude and a chick in my parents' house.
Oh, it was in the office, right?
Yeah,
I remember. Didn't they like rock, paper, scissors for who was like...
Sajak and the other guy rock, paper, scissors, yeah.
And who was going for... Because then they spit roast
him? I'm like, I'm just going to go to the garage and pretend that this isn't happening. the only thing I could think of. Because I couldn't stop it. It was already happening. This chick literally just started banging Kyle right in front of us. And that was my cue to be like, well, I'll see you guys later. This is really bizarre.
I think she ever told her husband about that?
Ouch. Wait, what?
Yeah, what? He's reaching.
So I am.
Why don't you reach for a good topic?
Like a girl who does something like that, you know, you think she ever shares that with any significant other in the future? Ever?
What, it says that she did that?
Yeah. If Cuberg Zirconia told you, once I was spitballed by a couple dudes.
I would find that remarkably off-putting.
Yeah. See, there you go.
I might head for a Z.
It's probably
Hills.
Better if she keeps that a secret, right?
Like, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
I think there are a lot of things, maybe this is different for guys, but I've been with past chicks who wanted to talk about other crazy shit you did in relationships. It's the opposite for me with chicks. I don't want to hear anything you ever did with anybody else. I don't want to ever think about that.
Yep.
I agree.
Definitely. Do not want to know how many guys you slept with.
It's almost a double standard with guys. Like, nope, don't want to know. Don't care. Not important.
I don't really care that much, though. You guys all seem pretty strong on the issue. For me, I'm like, because we talked about this before. And I was like, I'd rather hear it once, like, at some point, and then never hear it again. Be like, all right, I know, that's it.
See, I don't want to know. I don't ever want to know.
There isn't a good answer. There's not.
No, that's why
if it's a low number, then you're going to kind of assume, like, well, maybe she hasn't had enough or something like that. If it's a high number, then you're like, whoa.
It's always the broads that want to bring up this discussion to begin with.
Yeah?
I don't ever want to discuss this with someone.
I think you're right.
Maybe another guy, but never with a girl. Mm. But she'll always ask you, how many girls have you been with?
Do you tell the truth, though?
Not usually.
Yeah, me either.
It depends. I've lied on either end of the spectrum. I've lied to make it seem like more, and I've lied to make it seem like less. Because I don't know what the appropriate number is. What is the right answer?
Have you sounded it out? Like, 3, 4. Is that the...
I like to say it in Spanish. For some reason, I feel like that's a better way to do it.
Dos?
Yeah.
That's fucking stupid.
I never actually did that. It makes
you sound more suave.
What if I'm like Cinco Chicas? Yeah,
Cinco.
What if you did the Sean Connery voice?
Sex.
Cinco Chicas. You guys want to eat something gross?
Oh, what do you got?
We have these... By the way, you brought them the time we did the mousetraps. I was going to say, we've had them for a long time, but they took a back seat to something else. I didn't remember
it. Sausage.
Oh, it was a sausage.
Yeah, because I brought two.
You can eat this sausage, motherfucker.
Has anyone ever done a shot of the sausage juice?
Your mom did a shot of my sausage juice.
All right, so what we have this week... you brought those. What are they?
They're some kind of like anchovy fucking things, but they look like they're in some kind of thick oil.
Let me just say, though, that this is the last time we're doing the fish for a while.
Yeah, we got to back off the fish.
We've been hitting the fish hard.
Jesus.
Yeah. I think we should lean back towards like challenges. Like,
think about how
the
fucking
challenge.
Healthy
they're
we all
right,
are.
Yeah, would you do a challenge?
Like what?
Eat 50 chicken nuggets on the show?
Dude, that would be awesome. Like, I would do that if I was not on the show. Yeah.
Maybe we should have both of them do it.
Like, 50 McDonald's nuggets next week. You'll eat that?
Well,
I mean, you look like you would, but I'm just asking.
The thing is, I'm absolutely sure I can eat 50 McDonald's nuggets. I think
you're absolutely sure.
Yes,
dude, they're McDonald's nuggets.
What's your point?
You can't just stop at one.
Have you guys ever done it, the 50-piece challenge?
Well, nobody ever orders a one-piece chicken nuggets. Wait, what did you ask?
Have you ever done it, the 50-piece challenge?
I was unaware I could even order 50 nuggets at a time.
Yeah.
It's probably good. I'd be dead by now.
Yeah, they have it. It's like a good deal, too.
It used to be.
It was like $5 or something. Yeah, 10 bucks for
it. I did it freshman year.
Did you?
Yeah, back when like Snowpocalypse or Snowmageddon, you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
When it snowed real bad? Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and my three roommates, because we were all in a dorm room, and it was me, my roommate, and my two sweetmates. We all were like, fuck it, let's walk to McDonald's and do it, dude. And we walked down there, and we each ordered 50, and it took us like 45 minutes. And walking back to the dorm was like the worst thing that's ever fucking happened in my life.
Jesus.
I was like, if I slip on ice, I'm going to fucking chook all over the place. Like, it was the most full I've ever felt. Like, holy shit, dude.
That sounds horrible.
I got a message from my sister.
It was rough.
On this one.
Like, it sounds great, but once you hit about the 35th, probably the 40th nugget, you're like, holy fuck.
Ian brings up something interesting. None of us ever did Edward 40 hands on the air.
Some of us did.
Only Kyle did.
If we're willing to tape on like a Friday one time, I will do it.
I sat here one night and I did drink 240s, but I wasn't doing it like the proper way.
I would do it on a Friday. I think I would lose. I don't think I'd be able to do it.
For anyone who doesn't know what it is, you duct tape a 40 to each hand, and then you have to finish your 40s before you had the use of your hands back.
That's awesome.
You never heard of that?
No.
It's got a Wikipedia page.
He's
got
to do it.
You're in college, aren't you?
Oh, by the way, when I was in New York over the break, my cousin claimed he banged 86 people, and my sister wouldn't let me know that. She says 86 is a gross number. So that is pretty high.
I will say I'm impressed as fuck if that's true. How old is your cousin?
He's 32, 33, something like that.
86?
Yeah.
Man, I got a lot of ground to make up. I better get cracking.
It could be total bullshit, though.
Sounds like total bullshit.
It does kind of sound like bullshit. He's a very bullshit kind of guy.
It's like if somebody was like, I hit 100 yesterday. You'd be like, no fucking
way. I agree with him. Once you get into that kind of numbers, you'd lose count if you're really up there.
Yeah. And if you keep count, I mean, what the fuck is going on with
Maybe
you?
Maybe he's like creepily cataloging all of it.
Who the fuck are you if you're keeping count of that shit? Yeah, sick bastard.
I like to say I know that if I sat down and concentrated, I could recall every single partner I ever had. If you have 86, there's no way you can go back and think specifically for each girl you ever fucked.
Yeah, what is the number for you? How many people?
I don't want to talk about my number.
All right, fair enough.
Well, you want to hear my number? You know I'm honest.
Well, I don't want to because...
9 is my number.
9?
Yeah.
Well, you said you've lied both...
It's not a very bold number.
You could be lying over right now. Make yourself sound better on the show.
I wish I would have thought of that before you said that. I would have at least gone double digits if I was trying to sound cool.
So what would you have said if you were going to lie?
14.
And if you were the chick and you were going to swing over, you would have said 14?
Wait, what do you mean if I was a chick? What?
Like, every time you lie, if you were going to lie to anybody else, like, not on the show, if it was, like, just, I don't know, any other setting, a couple other people, would you have said 14, or would you just... You have, like, a go-to number, I guess, for over and under?
To a girl, I would have said the real number, because I don't think it's that bad.
You wouldn't have lied under?
It depends on the girl, though.
It's the rule of three, man.
I used to go by that rule, by the way.
The rule of three.
The rule of three.
Yeah, when...
For guys, you multiply.
You go three.
So you would have said 27?
No, you don't multiply, you add three. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Like, say...
What are you talking about?
The rule of three is... Because I know I've used it before. Say I only ever banged 6 girls. If my buddies say, how many girls have you been? I would say 9.
You add 3.
The rule of three, yeah.
And a woman, you subtract 3?
Yeah.
Huh.
Sometimes, I guess. I don't know how exactly that works.
All right.
Yeah. I think we can all agree that maybe taking advice about this thing from a crappy 90s movie is not... The best way to go about it.
What, I'm talking about American Pie 2? Yeah.
American Pie.
Actually, that's maybe a 2000s movie.
If you told me that, I wouldn't have even like let it into discussion.
All right, hey, why don't you go get our bizarre food for us? Let's take a look at it.
Wait, what?
Grab our bizarre food for us. It's in the cabinet.
Say please.
What the
Seriously?
Fuck?
Seriously?
Whoa!
Yeah. I'm sorry, sir. You don't
Drop
get a
bomb.
Please.
I feel like the wolf right now in Pulp Fiction when John Travolta is like, a please would be nice.
I wish I had a better Polly Wallace impression. Like, oh!
I'm not here to say please. I'm here to govern an effective show. So if you'll get the sardines, please, with fucking sugar on top, get the goddamn bizarre food.
Nicky says, pretty please, with sugar on top. Clean
the fucking
car.
Next to the microwave, to the left.
Yeah, it's in a little jar.
Yeah, it's in a little jar, top shelf.
You don't have to bring serving dishes yet. Just bring it in. I'm going to take a look at this.
Watch the mouse traps. Yeah.
I also brought some other sardines, because I know AJ brought some that time, but I feel like these ones might actually be tasty. And I'm kind
of
hungry.
I really want to eat some of them anchovies, man. Now I'm curious about them.
All right. Yeah. Which is weird because I think anchovies technically can be like the whole little fish.
That's what I want to try.
That's
I want
to
give myself some red tide poison.
I have.
I know.
It sucked. I went to World Market.
Because they're always fillets.
The shit they have, and that's
The worst I got. I don't know.
World Did you not find it? The shit?
Are you lying to me, man?
No, it's in a tiny little jar. It should be right in front of your face.
Fucking jar?
Yeah.
I thought that was like a Jesus hippie. Christ.
I got it.
Who the fuck? All right. Ryan, you've successfully ground the entire fucking show.
It really was exactly what I said.
Those fucking things.
To be fair, that jar does not look at all like fish.
Yeah, what the hell?
No, it looks kind of,
looks like pepper or something.
We'd expect to see, like, little jalapenos or...
It does look kind of funny.
Yeah.
Here, let me see.
What is it that you guys said the sausages taste like?
Bologna. Vienna sausage?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Let's pop it open and get a sniff.
Jesus Christ.
Good, buddy.
That's the thing about the fish, is the odor is always so scary.
Things cost me
scary.
Like...
But we already did sardines.
$5, $6?
These are anchovies.
Boy. Yeah, we're going to back off the fish. Probably not bad.
You know what? It actually doesn't smell that bad.
Let me try one.
All right, here we go.
Well, hold on. We'll get a plate, and we'll spread it around.
Oh, that's a lot of sauce.
Let me grab a plate.
You know, it kind of looks like bacon when you just look in the top.
Yeah, it does.
Only 25 calories. Not bad.
What, per one? Because that's
serving size 3.5.
Oh, shit.
I find that astounding that the calories are that high. I bet the sodium is high as shit, though, right?
Sodium, 36%. So, yeah, that's pretty bad. If you're,
what's it smell like? Describe it.
It is very fishy, but it's actually not.
I don't think it smells that fishy compared to our other seafood related bizarre foods. I can smell it from here, by the way.
I can't smell it.
I get that weird bacon smell.
It's kind of smoky, almost.
In a weird way, yeah. There's a lot of fucking oil that's in.
Oof.
So it doesn't come out in one piece. It, like, breaks apart when
you really soak that shit in. That's,
Wow.
What does it look like? Describe it.
Dude, it fucking looks like poorly cooked bacon.
Yeah, you're right.
I thought it looked almost like a worm if you skinned it. Except bigger.
Skinned a worm.
You're just doing one? We're going to split that? Or is that just for you?
We'll play it by ear. It's weird that it grosses me out that you can see like the bone sticking out.
Boy.
That's the best part, man.
Yeah.
That's where you get your protein.
A couple of scales? Man, it's good for you.
Who wants to go first?
You got any pizza, system, man?
I'm your huckleberry.
There you go.
Am I supposed to use
God,
the
it's all over my fucking
face.
You can do whatever.
Yeah. Man. Shit. There it goes. Reaction is mixed.
I wouldn't say his reaction's too bad.
He occasionally grimaces and he's okay.
The smell really isn't that bad, though. I thought it would totally smell like muff, but...
I'll say...
it smells like fancy food.
I'll say the worst part is that the oil of it kind of coats your mouth afterwards, so you have a very strong...
So it kind of permeates the whole inside of your...
It's got a very strong fishy taste, but it's actually not that bad. I don't think.
This just bit into a salt lick.
Shit, I guess I need more.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all if that's 36% of my...
Is it bad?
Maybe the saltiest thing I've ever had in my life.
And I once ate a bucket full of salt.
All right.
Jesus.
Let me withdraw another specimen here since you guys finished it off.
Like pepperoni.
But it's not awful.
See, that sounds pretty good. I like pepperoni.
It's really fucking salty.
Actually, yeah. If you could prepare that in some sort of context, I imagine it being very tasty.
Mm.
Somebody was asking me actually at school, what was the nastiest thing you ever ate on the show? And I was kind of struggling with it. But I think the preserved duck egg is the worst I ever ate.
Now, that was a weird ass. Where the fuck did he find those?
Yeah. He went to some fucking Japanese place, market, something. I don't know.
Figures. What do you think, Zach, is the worst? You've been involved in every one of these.
The shot of brine is the worst thing. But eaten, probably the duck egg. Duck egg was bad because I did it all in one shot. I didn't get to, kind of take my time with it. I just had to, go for it.
I just took a little bite of the duck egg after they had already done it.
When I've been into it and it, I don't know. It felt like the yolk exploded in my mouth, even though it was fucking.
I exploded in your mouth.
Thanks.
I see what you guys mean, though. It kind of does look like uncooked bacon.
Yeah, in a way. Taste test. Maybe we just got a really shitty piece. I don't know. You guys seem to be pretty casual about it.
It's not that bad.
No,
it's not bad.
It's unbelievably salty, though.
Okay, well, I'm glad he agrees with me.
It is remarkably salty. But somebody want to finish it up?
Fellas?
Come on, Zach. This is your territory. You're always on cleanup crew.
Fuck you. Yeah, because of the crickets in the first episode, right? That wasn't our first episode.
No, I would say that that's one of the tamest foods we ever had.
It was like Rice Krispies, barbecue flavored or what have you.
Oh, what, they're crickets?
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
I was not here for that episode, but I did eat them.
Son of a fucking bitch. Drop the fucking fish fork on the floor.
You don't have to clean it now.
Do what?
You don't have to clean it now.
The fork?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm just going to throw it back in the drawer.
Right back in there.
Yeah.
So are you asserting that if he had dropped the plate on the floor, he could just say, okay, this is fine, and put it back in the cabinet to eat with it?
Oh, shit, hold on.
Don't say oh, shit.
I forgot to plug in the power.
Rory, give me 2 seconds.
Power to your computer, right? Not to the mic?
Right.
He's fucking with us.
No, the mic is fine. But if my laptop died, it would fuck up the whole show.
That would fuck up. I just want to clarify, so all of that audio was recorded, right?
Yeah.
Yes!
Okay.
And even if it wasn't, we had a great show for our Ustream listeners.
All 5 of you.
Yeah, all 5 of you.
Although, to be fair, that is 5 times the audience I was expecting.
Yeah.
Dude, 5 ain't bad.
5 ain't bad. And to be fair, we only know about 3 of them, guaranteed, so.
That is true.
Yeah. Well, it may not be 5 now. I wonder how many people are listening.
All right, AJ, what's our next, what else do you want to talk
That's
about?
That's actually all I got.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, well, give me a second. I'll dive into this.
Y'all ever eat a Pluckers over in Plano?
Pluckers?
I had a Pluckers in Austin once.
How'd you like it?
I thought it was good. I got the hottest wings that they had, and they were really hot. They were way more impressive than Wingstop's Atomic.
Yeah, I got the Buffalo hot ones, and those were... They were an adventure. They also have 34-ounce beers, which
Pluckers
is
a wings place.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I can still say hands down.
Fries, too.
Yeah, they got the waffle fries, which I fucking love. Why don't more places have waffle fries?
I think waffle fries are like an art.
Chick-fil-A and Texadelphia are like the only 2 places I know that even have waffle fries.
I'm not a fan of Chick-fil-A waffle fries, but other waffle fries I've had were awesome.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Chick-fil-A waffle
fries. Dude, those waffle fries are tense.
I like fries being like crisp, man.
They are crisp.
Yeah, I've always thought.
Usually they're like soggy for me. Like,
okay, do you mean like crisp, like they actually crunch when you bite into them? Or?
No, I like where like you can hold up a fry and it's like, it stays up. But like a waffle fry, almost every time like you hold it up and it just like flops over.
I don't have that experience at all with those waffle
fries. Maybe we just got shitty waffle fries.
Maybe.
Eh. I ate from the Union Chick-fil-A, so that's probably why.
That's a bunch of dipshit students running
out. Wait, so where do you go now to get Chick-fil-A on campus, by the way? I still see people walking around with the bags, but I know you can't go to the Union anymore.
Food Pavilion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they got Chick-fil-A in there.
That makes sense.
Yep.
These anchovies were not that bad.
I haven't eaten Chick-fil-A since Butler sci-fi class, the last time I had it.
People would always bring Chick-fil-A in there and made me hungry
like,
shit.
Just wasn't that great. I don't know, so.
That's funny that you were asking me this today, speaking of Butler and film and classes. You were asking me if you could put porn on a resume.
Yeah.
Not like acting in porn. But in our field, say you produced or did like the audio or something on a porno.
Would you want a resume to be a producer though?
Okay, here's the thing.
I want to edit,
what I want to do in film. And so I've been looking into like editing jobs because I know probably early next semester I got to get rolling on job applications. Hopefully I can land something before I graduate, which would be awesome, but it probably won't happen. Anyway, and so I started looking at editing jobs and there's some stuff, but I was like, I wonder how hard it would be, just out of curiosity, it's the only reason I looked this up, to get a job like freelance editing porn. Because I've heard of people doing it. Like, I remember on Reddit some guy posted a thing about a dude in a Starbucks on his iMac editing fucking porn, like, casually. And so I was like,
Editing does make a difference in porn, too.
Yeah, I wonder how you would do that, you know? And so I Googled it, and sure enough, I came up with nothing. I was like, what the fuck? And there was one Forbes article that was like, turns out getting a job in editing porn is really hard, but they interviewed a chick who edits porn for a living. And she was like, yeah, I have 2 separate resumes, one for just normal stuff and the other one where I have everything, including the porn. And I was like, I wonder if I would bother to do that. Because if you're an editor, you're
probably
far removed from porn. You're not even in California.
But you should probably weed it out.
I don't know.
To different people.
You
want to have one.
Would you bother to cut that? Editing is all about timing and, you know, stuff like that. So it's like, honestly, watching porn from an editing standpoint is the same as watching anything else.
It's weird, though. They know that you've spent hours of your career looking at people fucking. Watching strangers have sex. That's a little weird.
I don't know. I feel like the question I pose to you is, like, if you edited porn for a living, would you cut it out of your resume? Or would you leave it on there for an editing job?
I think, generally speaking, no. But I think you would have to go on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah. I feel like I would make 2 resumes, but generally I think I would submit the porn one more.
You don't think having a movie like Nymphomercials on your editing resume might kind of hold you back from certain jobs?
Yeah, I would think it definitely would for certain. You would have to feel it out.
Yes,
and that was actually a fairly tame one. If it's like all holes filled with cock or something like that, then...
Well, you wouldn't...
If it's like Black Chicks Craving White Meat 3 or something, it's probably a little bit... You know, more sketchy.
I wouldn't say...
Nobody wants to see that on a sheet of paper.
I wouldn't say that's what I worked on. I would say I worked for editing for, like, Hustler LLC or something for 2 years.
That's I think you might have answered
and just leave it. Like, I don't
yeah,
know.
I think you did. By the way, my sister who works in this field said that it would depend on what kind of editing you want to do. But she would say, in general, cut it out.
God. All right. Well, fuck me.
And you can, like, edit shit on a Mac Pro now. Like, you probably can't do a super professional job, but if you're editing porn, do they need, like, you know, quick cuts and shit like that? Do they need star wipes?
I mean, I know, there's a lot of shit you gotta get through when they're editing porn.
Truth be told,
there's a lot of bad footage.
You can do pretty professional quality editing on a MacBook with what comes with it.
Yeah, like GarageBand.
Yes, even without or even iMovie is pretty. Without having Adobe or
Pro Tools. I swear to God, your life is like a fucking commercial for Apple.
No.
Are you kidding me? Everything in your fucking life is run by Apple. Your phone, your iPad. You have a separate iPhone, an iPod in your car just for listening to music. You have an Apple TV, which I've never fucking seen, which you stream everything off of.
Yeah.
You got a MacBook Air. Your apartment's white, for God's sakes. I don't know. Just I feel like if Apple
as we're taking calls on my iPhone and I'm reading my list.
When you shoot a commercial about somebody who uses like Apple products a lot, they should call your ass up because you probably get something good.
Editing does make a difference in porn, though.
Show some more brand loyalty, man.
No, Apple does not make a microphone.
Oh, carry on then.
Yeah. I remember watching a porn not too long ago where the chick was giving the guy a beach, and then all of a sudden there's an edit cut, and she's on top of him riding him. I'm like, I would like to have seen how that happened. Thank
well,
you.
Well, fuck it, I'm done
it's a
here.
Big event.
That killed it.
Or the editing, they'll be banging, and then like the editing will cut, and it's the dude like about to do the money shot.
Yeah.
But it's just him like jerking it for like 30 straight seconds. I'm thinking,
why could you
just jump to the ending? Like, nobody wants to watch a dude jerking off.
I don't know, like if it goes longer than like 5-6 seconds, you're basically
I'm just
watching
like,
a dude jerk off.
I'm basically like, I still want to know what's going on the screen, so I like try to turn my head to where it's only catching my peripherals, you know? Like, God, when is it going to end? Because sometimes it'll happen where you want to skip ahead in the porn, so the dude's like jerking it. So you think, oh, I'm just going to skip ahead to the money shot. You skip ahead, and the video's already over, and the chick's just wearing a big load. I'm like, damn it, no, I wanted to. The skipping ahead in porn is also a problem.
Yeah. No, yeah, I agree. You never know when to, like, because if you want to get to the money shot at the end, you never know when to jump
yes.
to. And you always either jump too far or, like, not far enough, and the other guy's just jacking it, and you're like, well, what the fuck am I doing here?
And what about those awful camera angles where a guy's plowing a girl from behind, and you can tell the camera is clearly placed underneath, like, really up close to the vagina and the dick? Yes. I don't know anyone. I've never met a single guy who said, oh, dude, that's my shit. Those camera angles are my favorite. Never.
You read some of the comments on these porn sites, though? I believe they exist.
Really? I've never met one.
What comments?
If anyone on this show is into that,
oh, people
it's Scharfenberg.
I'm just kidding. Well, I agree. We talked about that earlier.
Do you like the peanut cam?
I'm not a fan.
All right.
Overall.
Nobody's ever going to hear that
I feel
anyway.
Like when you're filming porn, a lot of cameramen or directors or whatever are like, oh, yeah, get that shot. But I mean, when it's down there, it's like the cameraman's upside down. He's just holding the
That's
camera.
What I'm wondering. Is it a guy like on his back, like when you're like fixing the undercarriage of a car?
No.
Like,
yeah.
Looking up, or is it a guy, or do you just hold the camera down underneath there?
Yeah, you just hold it. So, like, no wonder.
Wouldn't
it's not
it actually
a
be better
shot.
If you had to lay down, though? Because otherwise, you got to, like, be up next to the guy's ass and hold the camera. Like,
yeah, but if you're laying right underneath, what if you caught some residual sauce on your face?
Put on a surgical mask, man. I think it'd be better than sitting there with the dude's ass, like, bobbing back and forth in your face.
More like put on a hazmat suit.
The guy's practically teabagging the camera down there.
Pretty much.
No, I think that's all it is. The guy's holding it down. They're like, what the fuck am I doing with my life while they're holding it? And it's just like, of course they're not going to get anything good. They can't see what's going on. So, But it's still an interesting shot. It's different from just hardcore.
I don't ever need to see a close-up of just a dick. Like,
I see why somebody would cut to it. I get it.
I don't get it.
I don't get why porn's going on for 30 minutes either.
I want to see the girl. I want to see what she looks like. What's going on? You know, I don't want to think about the guy at all. I don't need to see a close-up of his dick and balls.
Hold on. What's the best length for a porn?
Like 21 minutes.
I'd say like 10, 12 minutes is 20.
Yeah, I'd go 10 to 12 minutes.
Well, see, I skip a lot, but I want it to be a full scene.
Yeah. I want to get the whole thing. Do you like the intro at the beginning?
I would say there's max 5 minutes I watch in its entirety.
Which would you rather it start, like, chick opens the door to the pizza guy, or just, like, cut to, like, it's just, like, cold start, the pizza guy just, like, taking off his pants, like, we're going.
Sometimes I want to hear the fake conversation first, the setup. Like, my dad's hot girlfriend or something. And you want to hear, like, I really don't think we should do this. There's always that kind of dialogue. I just hate when the guys oversell it. Like they'll be banging the chick like, this is so wrong. If we get caught, it's like, dude, you already did the story thing. Like, let that go. Shut Nobody up. Cares about that it's anymore. We got the goods.
It's not a three-act play. It's like 5 minutes of conversation, tops.
Oh, I brought my adapter. I've got to plug it in.
Jesus.
Is it made by Apple?
Fucking amateur yeah. over here. Rot watch like right now. It'll fucking cut. That'd be the funniest thing.
It would still save.
That was aggressive.
It would still be good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it would still be good.
21 minutes? Really? Porn?
That's the standard length, I think. Maybe 17
Usually
to 20.
Usually that's the one shit that's like, yeah, like an hour long.
Yeah, 45 like minutes.
Oh, dude.
Who the fuck is going
to
watch
If it's that long, I'm like, fuck it. There's going to be so much garbage.
There's
in
so
it.
Much porn out there. Even if you wanted to watch that whole thing, you'd end up moving to something else.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Even back when I was 16. Not going to watch that whole thing.
I love casually coming across a video that you've seen before and like, that's a good one.
Oh, right. Because
sometimes, you know, you'll see, maybe it's just me, I'll see a really good one and I'll sock it away in my memory. Be like, remember the title of that? Like, that was a good one.
You know, there's a favorite.
Like, two girls, one dick, BFF sleepover. I'm like, I'm going to remember that name and I'm going to look it up next time I want to see it. But I never remember it. But then I might stumble across it and that's always great. It's like picking money up off the floor. It's exciting.
Yeah. I'm a fan of the 5 to 7 minute format.
What?
Nice and short. You get everything you need. Boom, boom, boom. You can cut to another.
Okay,
video
but a 5 minute clip could be just a clip of a 20 minute porn. So you could just see 5 minutes of like a girl giving a blowjob. Or do you mean
that's
they a take
point.
A 20 minute film and they condense it to the five
yeah,
to 7 minutes?
That's a good point. Like Brazzers will do that. They'll be like 5 minutes, and it'll be like 4 minutes of like story and maybe a blowjob, and then like 30 seconds of actual banging, and then it's like for the full video.
And you never get the money shot on those.
Yeah. If they took 20 minutes of banging, edited it down to 5 minutes with the money shot, I think that would actually be that'd be fine.
But the money shot always has to be the.
If you had 5 to 7 minutes of good hard banging and shit, then yeah, it's fine.
The money shot always has to be the selling point. That's like the forbidden fruit. That like we showed you this great clip of our video, but we stopped it right before it.
That's why they call it a money shot because people would pay money for it.
I don't think that's why they call it.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Why is
really?
It called a money shot?
I don't know. I never really thought about it. And. Is that really what it's called? That?
Yeah.
Because people pay money to see.
That's where the money is.
Everybody
right
wants
there,
to see the girl
man.
Get the load blown
that's
in her
what
face.
People want
to
see.
Anyone who says they don't like that part of a porn is a liar.
You like watching dudes come? You're a fucking queen.
Depends if he jerks it for longer than 10 seconds before.
Yeah. I hate when like you finally get to the end, the guy's like, yeah! Which I hate when dudes talk. And he's like, yeah! And then like two drops come out. And you're like, I don't believe that guy. He didn't really have a good time.
They're trying so hard to oversell it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
I mean, the guy like six, like huge spurts. I'm like, whoa! I believe that porn, but they, you know, they can't all be winners, can they? On that note, let's go ahead and call it, guys.
Oh yeah!
Yeah, I'm gonna edit that out. I'm your host Kevin Ebling with my co-hosts
Zach the Youngblood Lewis
and the other guy,
Andrew. Go fuck yourself, internet.
And the producer, talk right in there, right there. There you go.
Thank you very much.
All right, fair enough. We'll see you next week on the Status Pro Show.
Thanks.